Welcome to Church Online today, and a special welcome if you're with us for the first time. My name is Lynn, the minister at Adelaide West, and will be sharing with you today, as we do each week. And I encourage you to do it at home as well as we light a candle. It's a symbol of our unity together and a way of remembering that God's presence is with us as we gather in this place, in this way. Today is the first Sunday of Lent. Lent is about time to breathe, renew and reconnect with what matters, a time to reconnect with God, a season of reflection, preparation, an opportunity to go deeper with God, preparing our hearts and minds for Good Friday and Easter. It's a period of 40 days, reflecting the 40 days that Jesus spent in the wilderness being tempted and tested. So this Lent, we connect with the love of God and we ponder our relationship with God and the journey of Jesus towards the cross. And we come as we are to worship together, close to God's heart, loved and forgiven. Wilderness. Jesus went into the wilderness where he was tempted, where the wild beasts were, and where the angels looked after him. He was in the wilderness for 40 days. 40 days is a long time. When we come across the number 40 in the Bible, it's significant. It rained for 40 days on the ark before reaching dry land and a new order began. The Israelites wandered 40 years in the wilderness between leaving oppression and reaching the promised land. A new order begins. And here Jesus is in the wilderness, tested for 40 days. A new order of being begins. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." You know, Jesus' baptism marks for him the end of the old world and the beginning of a new one. The image is dramatic and hope-filled. The early Christians reading this passage would believe that their own baptism into Jesus, the Messiah, was the moment when, for them, the curtain had been drawn back and these words had been spoken to them. And it's the same today in our baptism. There is a moment, a place when we hear the words, "You are my child whom I love, with you I am well pleased." At the 11 a.m. service, we have a baptism today, and these are the words for Samuela and for each of us that are baptized. This equips us, as Jesus was, to be in the desert, in the wilderness. Jesus is acting out the great drama of Israel's journey through the wilderness. At once, the Spirit sent him out into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness 40 days being tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals, and angels attended him. You know, Mark's account of the temptation is brief. He does everything quickly in his gospel, and here there's no exception. We don't get much detail, but we do hear that Jesus was with the wild beasts. And we hear that the angels attended to him. They weren't keeping him from being tested, but they were with him, assuring him of God's presence and love. And the beloved son accepts the company that God gave him in the wilderness. Jesus could be tested as he heard the words of life, the words of love. It's not as if Mark has a thing for angels. He doesn't. Other than this story about Jesus in the wilderness, angels seldom show up in Mark's gospel, so it's worth noticing that there were angels in the wilderness. It's the same for us. If we start this journey imagining that God is an angry parent, we will fail at the first whisper of temptation. But if we remember the voice of God speaking powerful words of love, these words will sustain us and carry us, and we'll find a way through. Wilderness is an uncultivated, uninhabited, inhospitable region, and the wilderness definition in the Bible is a desolate and deserted area, devoid of civilization. Often they were waterless places. So here Jesus is in the wilderness. We assume that means there is no food and water readily available, no easy shelter. He's with the wild beasts and he's being tempted. You know, I happen to love the wilderness, but only if I have the comforts with me. Our A-van with an innerspring mattress, a gas fridge for our stove, plenty of clean water and shelter from the weather, the sun, the rain, flies, mozzies, spiders, snakes and scorpions. You know, without this, the wilderness could seem inhospitable. Even though I know there's bush tucker around me, I don't know which bushes are safe and where to find water. If we think of wilderness as a metaphor in our lives, what wilderness are you going through at the moment? Is it the unknown, physical and mental health issues, grief, anxiety, places where you're tempted? Places where you find hard on your own, places you find hard without the comforts of life, places where your faith is shaky. Where is the wilderness for you? You know, John was put in prison, and suddenly Jesus' public ministry begins. He's proclaiming the good news of God. The time has come. The kingdom of God has come near. You know, Marcus Borg spoke of the kingdom of God being the dream of God for the earth. Jesus says, repent and believe the good news. He goes to the villages to tell people what's going on. He doesn't stop in the one place like John did. The moment has arrived, the moment of good news. I was sitting in the Noarlunga Library writing this message whilst Craig had a medical appointment. I'm by the window, my favourite place, and suddenly I hear a sound. A flock of white-crested cockatoos fly over. They're noisy, they're making their presence known, trying to tell us something, and there's some urgency. And they're gone. And I go back to my laptop, and I wonder, when Jesus went to the villages, did they pick up the urgency? Did they hear the message? Or did they simply go back to what they were doing when Jesus moved on? And what about us? Do we hear the message? Do we look up? Do we listen? Are we changed by the words of Jesus? Or do we read the passage and go back to what we were doing? When Jesus says, repent and believe the good news, we might think of give up your sins and become a Christian. But repentance for Jesus meant turning away from the social and political agendas that were driving Israel into this war. And it also meant calling Israel to turn back to loyalty to God. And hence it goes with belief. Jesus' contemporaries at the time trusted in all sorts of things, their ancestry and land, temple and laws. Jesus was calling them to trust the good news that their God was doing something new, new beginnings, new opportunities. Last Tuesday was Shrove Tuesday, marking the beginning of the season of Lent. And over the next 6 weeks, we travel with Jesus towards Jerusalem. And on the way, we find the challenges and perils that Jesus faced. It's a 40-day season modelled on Jesus' 40 days in the wilderness. The testing in the wilderness sets the scene for the many challenges for Jesus in the weeks ahead. But there's also a message of hope. The angels waited on him. God protected and provided for Jesus through this difficult time, as God has always protected and provided for the people of God. Maybe the wilderness is a place where we don't have control, like going through a cancer journey or health issues, losing someone we love, or being treated badly at work. When we're in the wilderness, we can't be in control of what happens, and we can't predict what we encounter. Perhaps 2020 was a year of the wilderness for the world. We weren't in control, and we're still not. We are so advanced in so many ways, technology and medicine, and yet a virus can bring us to our knees, stop planes, keep us home, make us fearful, change our way of living. And now we have QR codes everywhere we go, and everything smells and tastes of sanitizer. But there are angels in the wilderness. We are never alone. We too experience the kingdom of God very near. We find ourselves being turned around away from what deadens us and towards what wakes us up to life. And sometimes our angels are simply the people who are willing to walk with us into the wilderness, and as well as the deserts of our own lives. You know, depression and confusion and anger can be wild beasts to us. People who listen to us in loving friendship can be angels in disguise. Lent is a time of preparing for Good Friday and Easter. And traditionally, it's a time when people give something up or begin something new, new patterns of behaviour in order to grow in faith and understanding. Lent is a journey that we get to participate in. I wonder if we could think of Lent as a camping trip, a journey. What do we take? What do we leave? What is essential in life and what is not? When do we need to carry it on our back or in the car? Sometimes what we think of necessities become discarded baggage. You know, what baggage can we leave behind? And if you encounter wild animals of your own, will you stay or pack up? You know, what is this journey? The wilderness is a physical place and a spiritual place, a place to self-examine, to take up and leave behind. When we're camping, we have lots of time to think. Can we tell the difference between the tempter's voice and that of the angels? The tempter's voice enticing us to gossip about others or to speak negatively. Lent is a time of new beginnings and new opportunities. It is good news in uncertain times, good news in 2021. I invite you to lean into God, today and in the next 40 days of Lent. As you lean into God, drop the distractions that separate you from God. You won't be disappointed. And when we're in the wilderness times of our lives, remember, we are not alone. There are angels in the wilderness. Just as angels attended to Jesus, the presence of God is with us, the message of hope. Amen.
Grander earth has quaked before, moved by the sound of his voice. Seas that are shaken and stirred can be calmed and broken for my regard. Through it all, my eyes are on you. Through it all, it is well. Through it all, my eyes are on you, and it is well with me. Far be it from me to not believe, even when my eyes can't see. Mountain that's in front of me will be thrown into the midst of the sea. Through it all, my eyes are on you. Through it all, it is well. Through it all, my eyes are on you. It is well, it is well. So let go, my soul, and trust in him. The waves and wind still know his name. So let go, my soul, and trust in him. The waves and wind still know his name. So let go, my soul, and trust in him. The waves and wind still know his name. The waves and wind still know his name. It is well. It is well with my soul.
Let's pray together. Loving God, through it all, our eyes are on you. Thank you that faith is not about seeking perfection, but growing towards covenant together, being on journey together. Thank you for your everlasting love. We know that the world is full of temptations, like power and envy and hatred, but also the subtle ones like despair and apathy, giving in and giving up. Lord, we pray for your help in this. Thank you that Jesus was tested in the wilderness, giving us a glimpse of one who knew what it was to be tested, to be in the wilderness. We're sorry for those times when we draw away from you, when we allow temptations to overcome us, when we don't draw near to you, when we allow things to separate us from you and from others. Thank you that these things and all our sin is forgiven through Jesus. Help us to overcome the temptations that we face each day. Save us from the time of trial and send your angels to minister to us in times of wilderness, in times of weakness. Raise us to newness of life through the gift of the Spirit, we pray. We come to you in this journey of Lent to draw near to you and to reflect on the journey of Jesus to the cross. Help us to remember that you are always with us. Loving God, we pause to pray for our world. We pray for those places where power and greed has overcome, where people are oppressed, where people are hungry, where nations are pushed aside. We pray for your peace. We pray for sharing of resources. We pray for human dignity for all. And as we do each week, we continue to pray for our world groaning under COVID-19. We pray for those countries where their hospitals are full to overflowing. We pray for people who are in grief, are living in fear. And we pray for the vaccine to take effect as we start taking it all across this world. And may it be available to all nations and all people. Loving God, we do pray for our communities, for our nation. We thank you for the way that our government is responding and leaders are taking those tough calls. May we pray for them in the wisdom, for wisdom in making the decisions. We pray for churches that are still struggling to be able to meet face to face. And we pray for people who are fearful to go to the shops. Holy Spirit, we pray for people that we know and love, that are going through wilderness times at this time, who are lonely and afraid. And we pray for them. We pray for your healing, your love to surround. We pray for angels to tend them, and that they would be so aware of your love carrying them at this time. Holy Spirit, you call us out upon the waters to that great unknown where we know that our feet may fail, but there we find you in the mystery and in oceans deep and in the wilderness. Our faith will stand. We lift to you our prayers in the name of Jesus. Amen. We hope this service has brought you hope today. There are many different places we can go for inspiration about Lent. And the Lent event has a couple of things. One, what you could give up for Lent, and suggestions there of giving up on different days to concentrate on giving up complaining or sarcasm or impatience or busyness. I would add gossip. It's based on living simply so that others can simply live. And then there's what you can take up for Lent. Things to think about each day, a secret act of kindness, being forgiven, memorizing scripture, write three things that you're grateful for. We'll put these up on both the Facebook page as well as the website for you. Our financial giving continues in these times, and thank you for your giving to share the good news of Jesus, hope for the world, and we dedicate our giving to God to be used wisely. Prayer is always available. Ring or email, or if you're watching live, press the prayer button. Thank you for being a part of this service. Our services continue next week with the three in person and also online. Whatever we encounter in this season of study and reflection, of wilderness time, may we begin the journey knowing that we are deeply loved by God and that we are ministered to tenderly by angels, and that we find transforming the transforming love of God very near to us in the wilderness and in our everyday lives. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship, friendship and unity of the Holy Spirit be with each of you today and every day. Amen. Blessings on your week.